not. Texas. Blessed six. Chase. Blessed Chase. So that's chapter 13, Anchor, Enjoyer, and Consciousness, text number 26. Because of 13, природа на наслаждаващият се съзнанието, текст 26. Anyetva vama jananta, shutpanye vyakapasate, sepi chatitranyeva, mrityum shuti prana. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person on hearing about Him from others, because their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death.
Освен това, има личности, които въпреки, че не са запознати с духовно познание, започват да уважават духовната божествена личност, когато чуят за нея от други. Поради склонността си да слушат от авторитети, те също превъзмогват пътя на раждането и смъртта.
This verse is particularly applicable to modern society, because in modern society there is practically no education in spiritual matters. Some of the people may appear to be atheistic or agnostic or philosophical, but actually there is no knowledge of philosophy. As for the common man, if he is a good soul, then there is a chance for advancement by hearing. This hearing process is very important. Lord Chaitanya, who preached Krishna consciousness in the modern world, gave great stress to hearing, because if the common man simply hears from authoritative sources, he can progress. Especially according to Lord Chaitanya, he hears the transcendental vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is stated, therefore, that all men should take advantage of hearing from realized souls and gradually become able to understand everything. The worship of the Supreme Lord will then undoubtedly take place. Lord Chaitanya has said that in this age no one needs to change his position. One should give up the endeavor to understand the absolute truth by speculative reason. One should learn to become the servant of those who are knowledge of the Supreme Lord. One is fortunate enough to take shelter of a pure devotee, hear from him about self-realization, and follow in his footsteps, one will be gradually elevated to the position of a pure devotee. In this verse, particularly, the process of hearing is strongly recommended. This is very appropriate. Although the common man is often not as capable as so-called philosophers, faithful hearing from an authoritative person, will help one transcend this material existence, go back to God, back to home.
Този стих е особено приложим към съвременното общество, защото в него на практика не се дава образование по духовните въпроси. На пръв поглед някои от хората могат да изглеждат атеисти, агностици или философи, но в действителност те нямат философски знания. Що се отнася до обикновения човек, ако е добра душа, той ще има възможност да напредне посредством слушане. Методът слушане е много важен. Господ Чайтаня, който разпространява Кришна съзнание в съвременния свят, наблягва много на слушане. Защото ако един обикновен човек просто слуша от авторитетни източници, той може да напредне. И особено според Господ Чайтаня, ако слуша трансценденталната вибрация Харе Кришна, Харе Кришна, Кришна Кришна, Харе Харе, Харе Рама, Харе Рама, Рама Рама, Харе Харе. Ето защо се казва, че всички хора трябва да се възползват от това да слушат реализиралите се души, и така постепенно да станат способни да разберат всичко. Тогава със сигурност ще се стигне и до уподяване на Върховния Господ. Господ Чайтаня казва, че в тази епоха човек трябва не да променя положението си, а да изостави стремежа си да разбере абсолютната истина посредством спекулативни разсъждения. Той трябва да се научи да бъде слуга на всички, които имат знания за Върховния. Ако е щастлив да намери обречето при чист предан от тази, да чу от него за себе реализацията и да следва това, той постепенно ще се издигне до нивото на чист предан от тази. Този стих специално се препоръчва методът на слушането, който е много подходящ. Въпреки че обикновения човек...
Не, 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 You have to say it a little louder.
Чувате ли?
Да.
Малко по-силно.
What's that?
Да.
You can hear?
Въпреки че обикновеният човек често няма такива способности, каквито имат така наречени философи, изпълненото с вяра слушане от авторитетни личности ще му помогне да се издигне над материалното съществуване и да се завърне обратно при Бога, обратно в къщи.
Ane kleva majana ta shrityanye vyakupasate heti chati trantye vamrityum shruti parayana. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about him from others. So their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death.
Освен това има и личности, които въпреки че не са запознати с духовното знание, започват да обожават духовната личност, когато чуят за нея от други. Поради склонността си да слушат от авторитети, те също превъзмахват пътя на раждането и смъртта.
Намо Вишну Брая Кришна Пристай Бутай Шри Мате Бхакти Веранта Свами Тинамане Намасте Сарасватин Деве Пурвани Прачаране Мирви Шейш Паскья Кья Де Прачаране. Again, Krishna is explaining the purpose of Vedic knowledge. That goal of human life is to transcend birth and death. Krishna has said in this chapter, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Dosha Nudarshana. I want you to understand the miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease. Without that knowledge, one is actually not in the human form of life. In the human form of life, one has to understand the difference between the body and the soul. How the soul is trapped in material existence and how it can liberate itself by different types of yoga. Without that knowledge, one remains an animal. As yatma buddhi kunabhe sritaruke swadhi kalatradi shu bhoma ijadi etirti buddhe sahale nikarhichish Ganesh Bhavageshu Saeva Gokara. Now, apparently one may be with two arms and two legs. One may be dressed very nicely. But when Krishna is speaking to the sages, he said, anyone who identifies himself with his body made out of pitta, vata, and kapha.
Но както Кришна обяснява на мъдреците, всеки, който се идентифицира с това тяло, което е направено от пита, вата и капа.
Who goes to the holy place? Well, yes, yatma buddhir kunapet sri tadu duke swadhi kalatradishu bhoma ijadi. Who identifies himself with his family members as his kinsmen.
Всеки, който се идентифицира с родените или болениците си.
Who thinks his land of birth is being worshipable? That I'm American or Bulgarian or Belgian. Anyone who goes to the holy place as a pilgrimage has to come to take a bath. Not to hear transcendental knowledge from self-realized souls. He has the same mentality as that of a cow or an ass. As Prabhupada would say, it's not that we're criticizing these people. Oh, you're a cow, you're an ass. But basically speaking, a cow thinks I'm a cow. A cow, Krova. thinks I'm a cow.
Всъщност като цяло кравата си мисли аз съм крава.
Ass thinks I'm an ass.
Магарето си мисли аз съм магар.
So we think we're this body. What's the difference?
Ние си мислим, че това сме тяло, че ние сме това тяло, това е разликата.
A cow thinks my life is meant to eat nicely and sleep nicely.
Кравата си мисли, живота ми е предназначен да се храня добре, да спя добре.
So if that's all we're doing is eating, sleeping, mating, defending, what's the difference? Well, your life is meant to transcend this conception of life. Therefore it says, Anye, others who are not very intelligent. Krishna has already said, Dhyana Atmani Pashanti Kechit Atmana Matmana Anye Sankhyena Yogena Karma Yogena Chapare. There are some who can perceive the super soul within our hearts by meditation. Some can perceive him by the process of speculative knowledge. Others can perceive him through the process of giving up the results of their work. But some people can't meditate, some people can't, are not great scholars, some people are not great renouncers. We can hardly sit and listen to a class for a few minutes. But, Anye, those persons who are not capable as philosophers and yogis, they can make progress if they hear from the right person with the right attitude. And when Ramananda Roy was speaking to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy told Lord Chaitanya different methods of self-realization. Beginning with Vanashrama, Charivitatha, Guru Shenapra, Uman, Vishnu Radite, Panta. He said, one should live according to the rules and regulations of Vana and Ashram. But Lord Chaitanya said that's external. Eko Bhava. If you know something, please go further. And even Ramananda Roy quoted the verse from Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharma prachaja mame kama sharanam raja aham tvam sarapapibhyo okshi samyama sutra. Give up everything, give all different varieties of speculation and religion, surrender to Krishna. So even this Krishna didn't, even this Lord Chaitanya didn't accept. Because people will not give up all their different material conceptions and surrender to Krishna. Because people are in an animal consciousness, how can they surrender to Krishna? They think Krishna is an ordinary person. At best, they think he was just an ordinary person. Or they think that he's just imagination of some aborigines. They think he was the imagination, a product of the imagination of some aborigines. They can't accept that Krishna is actually the source of everything. What to speak of surrendering to him. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said, if you know something better, please tell me. And then Ramananda Rai said, Brahma Buddha Prasanatma Nishoshiti Nakamshiti Samat Sarveshu Bhuteshu Madhvatim Lavate Param. Try at least come to the Brahman conception. Stop hankering and lamenting over this material world. Try to treat all of the entities as spiritual beings. And that way become to the platform of transcendence, become joyful. But people in general won't even accept this. The whole material universe is, in Kali Yuga, is simply hankering, lamenting. Hankering for wealth, for sense gratification. And lamenting they can't get enough wealth to gratify their senses. They don't want to give up hankering, lamenting, they want to increase it. So what to speak of coming to seeing all living entities equally? They look, as I've said before, they have the give and take mentality. You give to me, and I take from you. They have no interest in treating everyone equally. They see everyone as an object of possible exploitation. Therefore, here, Anye, those who are less intelligent, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jnane priyasam rupasthana mandeva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam stane sita shuchikutam danuvang manobhira ye priyasa jito yasushi paishvilokya. That jnane priyasam rupasthana mandeva. Simply, we should try to get the tendency to speculate. Krishna has introduced the idea that we're not this body from the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita. That we're in a body which is always changing. But we ourselves within the body, we're not changing. Therefore, we should become some interested in our real selves. How to become aware of who we actually are. If we're not endeavoring to understand who we really are, then we're just wasting our time. In every species of life, there's an opportunity to eat and sleep. Only in the human form of life is this opportunity to understand our real identity. So one should become interested in such an endeavor. Not that it's just one of the many alternatives that we have in life. Not that it's one of the many alternatives. Some people play cards. Some people go to the horse races. Some people watch sports, and some people chant Hare Krishna. One of the many alternatives in life. No, it is the only actual life of the soul. Therefore, he says, we should try to give up this idea that we actually know what's going on. Or thereby our little endeavor to figure out how to make our lives better, we're going to make any improvement. We may learn from expert persons how to maintain the body, how do we get ahead in materialistic culture. Maintain the body in a healthy state. How to gain economically. How to satisfy our senses. But this has nothing to do with our real self. Therefore, unless we become interested in discovering our real selves, our life is misdirected. Therefore, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Lord Brahma has said, Gyane Priyasam Upasthana Mandeva. So put far aside our concept, our present conceptions. Realize that we're all fools because we're in the bodily concept of life. We're walking around in this big dream thinking I'm this body. And we're worried about so many things about what the future is. But there's no need to worry. Because soon we'll have another body. So whatever we think, whatever we hope for the future of this body, what's the difference? We're going to soon have a different one. Therefore, give up all this anxiety, all this hankering, the lamentation, and Namanta Eva, become a little submissive. Our main problem is that we're puffed up by our material existence. Although we're, all of us are insignificant. Due to the fact that we're now in an illusory body, we're puffed up with this conception how great I am. Whatever knowledge we think we have, whatever beauty or material assets, we think, oh, these things will protect me. But they can't protect us from old age or disease or death. Nor will they prevent us from getting another material body. Therefore, become submissive to the words of the great souls who are speaking the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. But one has to become a little humble. That actually by my own knowledge, by my own assets, I won't make any progress in spiritual life. My only hope is to take seriously the words coming from Krishna through his devotees. And then Lord Brahma says that stani stita, we don't have to change our position, go from this job or this family life. There's no need to change our situation. But stane stita shuti gatam. But we do have to hear from Krishna. Tanuvang manovir. And then with one's body, mind, and words, follow those instructions. Hearing won't be so beneficial unless we actually understand what we've heard and then apply it in our lives. And then what will be the result? Ye priyasa jita jito yaisisi taisri lokam. Then Krishna, who is the achyuta, unconquerable, by this priyasa, by this endeavor of trying to hear and serve Krishna, then Krishna becomes conquered by the devotee's service. Otherwise, in Mahayana society, people are endeavoring in so many ways to solve the problems of life. The real problems they're not interested in even addressing. The real problems of life they're not even interested in even speaking about. If you go to some major university like Harvard or Princeton or Yale or Oxford, there is no cause even the difference between the body and the self. They are simply talking all kinds of technology about how to make the body healthy and strong. How to produce some more technology. Nothing about the real nature of the self or the Supreme Self. So the Bhagavatam condemns this type of knowledge as the Tadvag Vishago Chanatagla Biplavo Ashri Yad Vichas Chitrapadam Hayari Yasho Jagat Pariha Karichit Tadvaya Sam Tirta Ushanti Manasa Niyatra Hangsani Nirimani Shinkshaya Nirimanti Shikshaya. That those words that, which are full of the Yad Vichas Chitrapadam Tadvag Visago Jadatagati Pavo. That those words which are about the name, form, quality, pastimes of this material energy. Yad Vichas Chit Pripadam Hariari Sho. Although they may be spoken in very flowery language, there are so many poets glorifying the trees and the birds and the bees. So many Romeos and Juliets, so many Tarzans and Janes, Mickey Mouses and Minnie Mouses. But there are these flowery languages are said to be like places of pilgrimage for crows. So those were actually saintly persons who are residents of the transcendental abode, they actually don't take any real pleasure there. Yad Vichas Chit Tripadam Hari Hari Sho Jagat Pariha Kari Chit Advaya Sam Tirdu Santi Manasa Ushanti Manasa Niyatra Hamsa Niramantyu Shikshaya Tad Vichas Chit Tripadam Tad Yad. But on the other hand, those words which are full of name, form, quality, and past sense of Krishna, Tadva Visargo Janatagla Viplavo Yasmin Prati Slokam Babadavati Amandyanan Tasya Shankitani Yach Shrinvanti Grinanti Grinanti Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Saravach. Those which are full of the name, form, quality, and past sense of Krishna are of a different creation. Different creation. They're different. They're meant to bring about a revolution. And the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Although they may be imperfectly composed, they're heard, chanted, and accepted by saintly, by persons who are actually honest. So honesty begins with accepting our position as Krishna's servants.
Честността започва с това да приемем, че ние сме да приемем нашата позиция на слуги на Кришна.
This is not my body.
Това не е моето тяло.
This is actually Krishna's body.
Това е на Кришна.
I'm for my benefit and for other people's benefit, I must engage in Krishna's service.
За мое добро и за доброто на другите, аз трябва да се ангажирам в служение на Кришна.
At least I can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And if I can do more than that, then I can try to tell others to chant Hare Krishna too. We read Prabhupada's books, become convinced, and we'll understand the importance of the Krishna consciousness movement. And we'll try and give this valuable opportunity to others also to become Krishna conscious. Then people's lives can actually become progressive. Otherwise, as long as people are especially killing animals, as long as people are engaged in sinful activities, these sinful reactions will come one after another in the form of economic problems, in terms of wars and natural disasters. Doesn't matter how sincere some people are to stop these things. As long as there's sinful activities, there must be sinful reactions. And the only way people are going to stop sinful activity is if they get a higher taste by becoming Krishna conscious. So Krishna consciousness is not one of the many alternatives in modern society. It's the only way society will become peaceful and progressive. Otherwise, as Kali Yuga goes on, all different problems will arise. Deya Anucha, it is said in the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatachanudinas dharma satyam priya satvam shama tatachanudinam dharma satvam socham daya shama valena kaliya raja nakshantya yor balam shriti. Day after day, as Kali Yuga goes on, the principles of religiosity will diminish. And as religiosity diminishes, so people's mercy and forgiveness and cleanliness, they'll all diminish also. Mercy also, the lust. And Valena Kaliyara Jan Nakshantya Yor Balam Shriti. By the strong force of Kali Yuga, people lose their memory and bodily strength. So all the good qualities will diminish and all the problems will increase. So one has to take shelter of Krishna in the form of regularly hearing about him from Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita. And try to render some service to the deities. And to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission by telling others about Krishna. Especially by the distribution of transcendental literature in the holy name. So, Blagasva, Blagas, Blagadaria. Pitanya? That's not Pitanya. What is it?
Dobros. Dobros, Pitanya. Dobros.
Вопрос и Таня. Вопрос из Russian. Питание из Polish. Вопрос, питание is a combination of Russian and Polish. Yes.
Преди време на лекция казахте, което много ми хареса, не е достатъчно да кажеш аз те обичам, трябва да направиш нещо. Тоест, по-трудно да изхвърли поне буклука. А лошия характер, лошия нрав, който имаме, е по-скоро животински, отколкото човешки. Как да се справим с лошия нрав, лошия характер, така че по-бързо да имаме резултати в преданото слушане?
Sometime ago in a lecture you have said that it's not that you have to say I love you, you have to do something. Something like throw out the garbage, for example. You have to do something practically.
Yeah.
And this bad character that we have is more animalistic than human-like. So the question is how to... Как да се справим?
Да.
How to overcome this bad character in order to quickly advance?
To do service. Beginning with hearing.
She wants a quicker
way. There is no quicker way. Everyone wants a quicker way. That's why they never do anything.
В трета песен на 3.3 Прабхупад в коментара пише, че трябва да избягваме общуването с вайшнави с лош нрав. Как точно се разбира това, особено за България?
So in third camp of public in the commentary, which also the rest that we have to not to associate with vaishnavas with bad character, how to understand this, especially
I don't know. We should associate with devotees. We're following. Well, there's different types of association. We should honor those devotees who mentally we chant the holy name. We should serve Krishna in the association of devotees who are following the principles.
Трябва да служим на Кришна, като общуваме с бхакти, които следват
принципите. And engage in service to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and to the deities.
И да се ангажираме в служенето на движението на Бог Чайтанья, като служим на божествата.
And we should faithfully hear from devotees who are more advanced than we are.
Вярно трябва да слушаме от тези, които са по-напреднали от нас.
Try to learn how to become steady and not envious.
И да се научим как да бъдем постоянни, стабилни и да не завиждаме.
Steady in our service and not envious of other living entities.
Да сме стабилни в служението си и да не завиждаме на останалите.
Try to develop love for Krishna.
Да развиваме любов към Кришна.
Anything else?
Нещо друго?
I say a few words. What time are we supposed to? What time is the class supposed to go to? Any particular time? Or free?
Free.
Okay. Let's say a few words.